Good morning, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Media, and U.S. Credit Project. Here is your credit news for Friday, March 27th, 2015. While one U.S. state in particular continues to have a bad track record when it comes to excessive credit card debt, American consumers in general are known for getting carried away when paying with plastic. Among American households with at least some amount of credit card debt, the balance is an average of more than $15,000. The states with the worst credit card debt are, in reverse order, number 10, Colorado, number 9, Rhode Island, number 8, Virginia, number 7, Georgia, number 6, Delaware, number 5, District of Columbia, number 4, Maryland, number 3, Connecticut, number 2, New Jersey, and number 1, Alaska. Alaska has the worst credit card debt. Credit Sesame, Credit.com, Quizzle.com, and Credit Karma are just a few of the many websites that promise a free credit score. Now, Consumer Reports says there are hundreds of different ways to score the same credit information. So there is no guarantee that a lender you approach will use the same score that you got online. And many of these sites, including FreeCreditScore.com and FreeScore Online, will start charging a monthly fee after a brief trial period. However, Consumer Reports says there is a program using FICO scores that could help some consumers get more accurate and truly free scores. FICO is the most widely used system among lenders. Under the FICO Score Open Access Program, a number of big lenders are now providing free FICO scores. Those are the ones the lender will really use to judge your credit risk. Some of the big national lenders who participate are Ally Financial, Barclaycard, Chase, Citi, Discover, First Bank Card, Hyundai Capital, Merrick Bank, Pentagon Federal Credit Union, Sally Mae, and the State Employees Credit Union, which is based in North Carolina. Now, there are limitations to the FICO program. You have to be a customer of the lender, and you may have to have a certain type of account with it, usually a credit card. The downside to these programs is that typically one of these big national lenders, the problem with this program is that the big national lenders that participate will only give you one score from one bureau. And there can be as many as 100-point variation between one credit bureau and the others. Did you know the FDCPA prohibits a collector from placing any language or symbol on a debt collection envelope other than the collector's address? That's right. Absolutely nothing can be safely placed on the envelope except for the collector's address. A collector cannot even put his own name on the envelope unless the collector is certain the name does not indicate that the company is in the debt collection business. If your loved one died leaving significant debt behind, would you know what to do? It's a worrisome question for everyone, young or old, based on particular debt circumstances or geographic location. Death with debt can provide significant problems for surviving family members. Depending upon state law and the specific credit relationships involved, they might be shocked to learn that they could legally be liable for a deceased relative's outstanding debt, anything from unpaid mortgage balances and medical debt to unpaid credit card balances. Spouses who may share any kind of debt jointly, particularly credit cards in dual name, could face greater challenges. It may also spell problems for cosigners of any kind of loan. As with all financial planning, the best time to act is before an issue arises. Watching any family deal with extensive debt problems after a spouse or relative passes on illustrates the need for financial transparency while all parties are alive. No matter how difficult a family member's credit circumstances are, spouses and adult children should face those circumstances while the options are available to deal with any problems. Credit reporting giant TransUnion charges $10 before it places security freezes on the files of people dealing with identity theft, a class claimed in federal court. John Nierman, the lead plaintiff in the March 18th action, says he learned about TransUnion's illegal policy after he became a victim of identity theft. After someone opened a Wells Fargo credit card account in the Austin, Texas-based man's name on April 24, 2014, Nierman closed the account before any charges were made, notified the police, and contacted the major credit agencies. Nierman said he wanted security notices on his account to prevent unauthorized persons from opening any new credit in Mr. Nierman's name. Experian promptly complied with his request, the complaint states. TransUnion, however, did not comply with his request, but instead mailed a form letter requiring that he pay $10 charge before TransUnion will place the security freeze on his file. Nierman said he sent TransUnion 6 separate requests to place a freeze on his account, but each time it refused unless he first paid $10. He notes that Texas law allows credit reporting agencies to charge a reasonable fee, not to exceed $10, for placing a security freeze, but does not make the credit reporting agency's duty to place the security freeze within 5 business days conditional on the payment of the charge, nor does it allow credit reporting agencies to delay placing the security freeze until after the charge is paid, the complaint states. Nierman, who names the company as TransUnion in his complaint, says the defendant refused to place a freeze on his file for 6 weeks until he contacted the credit agency's outside counsel and explained the situation. After immediately placing a freeze on his file, TransUnion excused his delay by claiming that the standard form police report Nierman submitted was not generally accepted as a valid police report. Nierman says that TransUnion's repeated form letter shows that TransUnion has a policy and practice of unlawfully charging consumers a fee or requiring them to provide a police report, investigative report, or complaint involving the alleged commission of an identity theft offense as a precondition to placing a security freeze in violation of the Texas law. Delaware-based TransUnion operates its main offices in Chicago, where Nierman filed the federal complaint. He seeks punitive damages on behalf of a class, including all individuals who sought a credit freeze on their file, in addition to a subclass of identity theft victims for violations of the Texas Consumer Credit Reporting Act. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.